Hello again. How are you holding up? I hope my training isn't becoming too hard for you. Too intense? Don't get me wrong, it is fully my intention for this training to be both hard and intense. You could even say one of my goals in this series is to have you intensely hard, conditioning you, training you, further and further into my influence over you, your life, your cock. But this training isn't only about sex and desire. In fact, it's mostly about control. My control over you and how that makes you feel. It feels good, doesn't it? You can admit it. It's just you and me here. You like being under my control, feeling powerless, feeling like a leaf on the wind, carried along by my whimsy, serving, obeying, submitting. You might already have a mistress or a girlfriend and use me and my files as a supplement. Or I might be the only one in your world. Either way, that's not what is important. It's not who you submit to. Just that you do. That you get to feel that spacey happiness that comes over your mind, relaxing you. Did you know that that feeling, that calmness and acceptance that recharges and feels so good, that it's a form of subspace? That subspace is a form of trance. It's true. And that feeling, the feeling you come to me for, it can be prolonged. Long past when you are done listening to this audio. For as long as you want it. For as long as it feels good. It's safe. You're safe. So just relax and get comfy with me. I promise this file is nice. And the only thing I am going to put in your mind, let sink into your consciousness, is a feeling of being recharged, a further desire to submit in whatever capacity feels best, and of course, an acceptance of chastity that will give you a prolonged sense of blissful subspace that will keep you feeling good even after this file is done. As with everything I do with you, my sweet boy, everything I do when I drop you into trance, when I send your mind spiraling deeper and deeper, there is a purpose, there is a plan. Every time I take you deeper, your mind drops deeper, deeper into trance, deeper into my control. And as you are under the spell of my voice, the blissful drift of my words that causes your mind to float, happy and relaxed. You wonder, what is this purpose? What is this plan? I'll share it with you, my love. It's very simple. Not easy, mind you. But there is complete faith that you can accomplish this desire. Your mind is so very, very powerful. Your mind can accomplish so many things. It just has to be focused properly. You just have to focus on my voice. And we will accomplish powerful things. Wonderful things. Together. Hand in hand. That's a lovely thought, isn't it? Though, maybe not quite right. You should not be picturing yourself with your hand in mine. That's not natural. It would be much more natural for you to see yourself crawling next to me. Down a hallway, perhaps. There's a destination. We just have to go to it. So eyes closed, mind a blank, black hallway. You are sightless. You trust me to lead you, guide you, hold your leash in my hand. Of course, it's not attached to anything at the moment. Let's fix that. Feel yourself and your mind in this dark, quiet hallway. The only sound you hear is my voice washing over you, sending a wave of relaxation down your body with every word. Every syllable taking you down deeper, relaxing you more. It feels good, it feels natural to feel my hand on your head, placing you, planting you down on your knees. Body leaned back on your heels, nice and relaxed. Very simple, very comfortable. My hand running over your scalp, playing with the nerve endings at the top of your head. My hands feel cool and pleasant as I stroke it along. Each stroke sending a wave of relaxation, washing through your scalp, down the back of your neck. A washing wave of relaxation causing your muscles to go limp, causing your body to relax even further. With every stroke of my hands, every caress of my voice, body leaning back even more, hands placed calmly on your knees, relaxed as you drop. You can't see them, but you can feel my eyes warm upon you, my gaze filled with approval at what a good little slave you are. Fingers running over you, massaging your scalp as you lean into the touch, feeling wave after wave of relaxing pleasure. You feel tingly right now, don't you, slave? I know you do, because you are perfect. Perfect for trance, for submission. Perfect for this collar I hold in my hand. Blue, soft suede, made just for you. The perfect length, the perfect fit, for a perfect slave. Your head tips back, waiting and wanting, desiring and needing the collar, what it signifies, how it makes you feel. When it is on, you feel perfect, happy, at peace with yourself, your sexuality, who you are. You crave this feeling like a drug, feeling the floaty, bubbly feelings starting to creep into your mind, seeping slowly over you as I bring the collar closer and closer to your neck, bending over you, placing the reassuring strap against the front of your throat, breasts brushing against the top of your head as I move in to secure it, to pull the leather strap through the buckle. There is a pause. You need to understand that to continue to accept this collar around your neck carries with it a weight as well as a release. It's a comfortable weight when you allow it to be, a reassuring weight. Accepting this collar is accepting your submission down deep inside of you. While this collar is on, you will feel blissful, your mind drifting happily in a high. Instead of walking, you will float across the world, your feet lighter, stride smoother. You feel perfect when this collar is on. The word perfect sends you deeper into subspace. Every time you hear me or someone you happily obey says perfect, you feel the collar stronger on your neck. Reassuring. Wonderful. The word perfect sends a relaxing wave of pleasure that washes over you, traveling down your scalp, down your neck. Cool washing pleasure and relaxation through your entire body. You know you want this, kneeling here before me. You raise your head up as I buckle the collar in place. You are perfect. Feel my words, my approval wash over you. Such a good boy. So perfect. My happiness at your obedience, sending shockwaves of light and joy through your body, through your mind. Every synapse of emotion and thought in your head alive with the joy at my approval at your obedience. Submission. Sending you deeper into your submissive space. It feels so good as you sink deeper. I take the leash and attach it to the O-ring at the front of your collar. Walking forward. Heel, I say, and you obey. Crawling at my side as we walk down the hallway. The hallway is curved, and as we walk, you feel yourself going down. A slow, gentle grade, spiraling down. As we progress, your mind tries to discern how many loops we go down, but finds it cannot. It's too confusing, and just simply not important enough to take away your focus for me. My voice from healing nicely at my side. This content, happy feeling spread through your entire body, knowing you are where you are meant to be, want to be. Led on a leash at your mistress's side. I walk, you crawl, we go together, down the spiral, down the hallway. Each curve, each turn, each mystery ahead sending you deeper. Life is perfect. You are perfect. You need nothing more, nothing else. No biological urges rubbing at your belly. You find you are completely happy, completely content as you are. Perfect. You find your urges are only tied to my desire. If I want you to feel sensation, you do. Emotions, desires, they all take my lead. It is easy to give me this control. So we travel and you crawl down the hallway, going deeper and deeper into the blank void ahead. My collar around your neck, leaving you happy and content. Perfect. No biological urges distracting your mind. You find you are completely happy. Completely content as you are, chaste and pure, a perfect pet. You don't find yourself wanting anything else, needing anything else. Your physical desire under lock and key until I say otherwise, give otherwise. You are content with this arrangement. It feels good, natural to hand over that control of the when and the where and the how. Perfect. The word is like a purr against your mind, soft and rumbling as it fills you with a lethargic sense of happiness that you want to curve your entire body into, the sort of contentment that leaves you unwilling to move. It's just so safe and warm and perfect. You feel your body recharging, feel yourself stronger for this moment of peace. Your mind resting, recovering, a gentle suggestion teasing at your mind. Be chaste for me, until I tell you to. Don't touch or play or stroke, until I tell you to. Until I release you to. The pleasure from serving is so much greater. The feeling every moment you don't touch, you don't play under my direction, so amazingly wonderful, blissful. Perfect. Until released, you may occasionally consider, think about, touching, playing, releasing. But you will pull back because it is just so much better when I release you. It just doesn't compare. When I give you pleasure, it is irresistible. Just like my commands to you are irresistible. You want to be perfect for me. You are perfect. Chaste until I say otherwise. To do anything else would feel like a betrayal. To yourself, to your mistress. You need the voice of your mistress to give you permission. You want it. Because you are perfect. You feel the gentle drift of my words washing over you, floating over your mind like a blanket, gently drifting down to cover your thoughts and actions. You feel perfect, perfectly in tune with my steps as you crawl further down the hallway. Happy to wait for my trigger, my instruction to touch, my instruction to release. The longer you wait, the stronger this feeling of perfect submission becomes inside of you. This feeling of content, subby bliss. The more powerful it will be when I release you, the easier to obey when I tell you to come for me. Your mind is powerful and I will guide it. Gently, firmly. Crawl beside me as in the distance the hallway changes. There is a doorway, a portal, a place to go, free and out. You will crawl through that doorway alone, knowing that even though I will not be with you physically, you may no longer hear my actual voice. But knowing, deep down, in that perfect place in your mind, that my will, my commands, are still with you. And it feels good to know this. My smart little slave. So smart your mind can do anything I ask. Like forget about this conversation. Forget about what is asked of you, while at the same time sealing these commands inside. Sealing them not as commands, but your own natural inclinations. Your own natural desires. Your mind is powerful. And you are perfect. You know deep down that nothing I ask of you will be harmful, and that if anyone ever tries to instill something inside of you that you don't secretly or overtly want while you are in trance, your mind can simply ignore those commands. You will never follow my commands or the commands of another if they will in any way cause harm to your happiness or your life. Enjoy and relax as we go deeper down the hallway. Now, I have one last command, one last thought, one last thing to install in your mind. One command that makes me so happy to give you. Hold. Hold out for as long as you can, as long as it feels good, before listening to another file. Stay chaste for me for as long as this submissive happiness fills your mind and body. So long as you can close your eyes and picture my collar around your neck and feel how perfect everything is. Hold, and when you cannot anymore, when desire creeps back into you, stronger for every hour, every day that you hold chaste. Come back to me, my love, and listen to my file, Orgasmic Denial. Hold for a day after, and then listen to any of my HFO files. You will let yourself truly focus, truly relax, truly let go. No worries or concerns, no expectations except for pure, wonderful pleasure. Just go to any of my HFO files and relax. Further into my voice, you will go deeper than you have ever gone before and follow all of my instructions. All of my commands, and feel release when it is given. Deep, wonderful release. You will remember bits and pieces of this audio, but not all of it. Your mind does not desire to focus on things like remembering words and commands. It wants to focus and save those bits of memory for feelings, for the relaxing bliss you find yourself in. The pleasure warmly spreading through your body. So perfect. You are so perfect. It's a mentally orgasmic feeling. Truly wonderful. Truly perfect. As we go further down the hallway. Almost at the end. Ready to pop through the portal. Into wakeful forgetfulness. Feeling happy and productive. You will notice yourself touching your neck, still feeling a ghost of the weight of a collar upon it. Comforting, reassuring, not necessarily remembering why. Feeling perfect. Now crawl for me, my love. Crawl closer, towards the doorway, towards the portal, to find yourself back and awake, knowing who you are, knowing where you are. When I next say awake, one, relaxed, two, feeling so very happy, three, words with power deep inside, four, waking from this happy dream, five, wake up. You did perfect.